Number 14, Frech the Gemara, the Tana Didan, an hour Tana, my Taima, what is the reason? Loi Katoni Leili, he does not use the word Leili in the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Lishna Ma'al Yahuda Nakat. A good language is what he wants to use. Okud Rabbi Shua ben Levi, like the statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, La'olam always, al yoytzi adam, davar meguna mepiv. A person should not let out a disgusting thing from his mouth. Shaharei, for behold, ikem akosuv, the pasuv made crooked. Shmoina oysiois, 8 letters, v'loyhoytzi davar meguna mepiv. And it did not let out a disgusting thing from his mouth. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, min habehema ha-tahira, from the animal which is tahir, or min habehema asher einena tahira, and from an animal that is not tahir, instead of saying min habehema ha-tmeya. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says, teisha, it's 9 letters extra. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ki yiye b'cha'ish, when there will be amongst you a man, Asher lo yihye toher, that will not be toher, mikre laila, from something that happened at night, instead of saying that there will be ishtame. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, Eser, there's actually 10 extra letters. Vav the toher, because the word lo yihye toher is spelled with a vav, so therefore there's 10 letters extra. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, Sheish Esrei, 16 extra letters. Shenemar, as it says, Ki Omar, because he said, Mikrehu bilti toirhu, it is an occurrence, something that happened that is not toher. Ki loy toher, because the person is not toher. Instead of saying, Mikre tomehu. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael taught, La'olam, always, Yisaper Adam, a person should talk, B'losh and Nikia, with clean language. Sheharei, for behold, Gazav, Kari Merkov. By Yazav, which is a man that is Tomei, it calls it a writing object, something that you write on. Ube'isha, and by a woman, Kari Meshav, it calls it a sitting object. And it doesn't use an expression of writing by a woman. The Oimer, and it says in another pasuk, the Tivchar Loshen Arumim, and you should have chosen the language of the wise. The Oimer, and it says in another pasuk, the Das Sfasai, and the knowledge of my lips, Borur Milelu. Their speech is clear. Frek the Gemara, my V Oimer, why does the Braisa need to bring a second and third pasuk, which seems to show the same thing as the first, and it says Va'oimer and brings another pasuk. Why do we need that? And for the Gemara, V'chi Tema, because if you want to say after only the first pasuk, Hani Mili, when are these words said that you have to speak with nice language, B'da'oiraisa, only in the Torah? Avo B'da'rabonon, but when it comes to the Chachamim, Loi, no, they don't have to use clean language. Toshma, come in here. V'oimer, and it also says in another pasuk, V'tivcha loshna rumim, and you should choose the language of the wise. That's why we bring the second pasuk. V'chi tema, and if you want to say, even after the second pasuk, Hani mili, that when is these words said? B'drabonon, when it comes to the chachomim. Avo b'mili di alma, but in matters of the world. Regular things. Loi, no, you don't have to use clean language. That's why the Braisa brings the Oimer, and it says in another pasuk, the Das Sfasai, and the knowledge of my lips, Borur Mileilu. Their words are clear.